The disciples are believers. They're saved forever. All of that. They have eternal security. So what does this mean? That you... Gospel of John, chapter 11. Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 21 and 22. Crucial. Crucial to you, crucial to me, as well as Martha. John 11, 21, Martha said, Therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if he had been here, my brother would have not died. Conditional faith. Let's prepare ourselves for the study of Scriptures and prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we grasp what this whole book is about, this whole book, 66 books, of a driving message, and that is to trust you. Trust your love. It is so difficult, Heavenly Father, to do just that, to just trust you. Our whole basic instinct is against it. Our philosophies of individual responsibilities are against it. The people that we praise throughout history, against it. We're so caught up in performance that just to come and trust and offer nothing else. Father, pray that your Spirit this morning will take us into the passages we're going to look at. Open our eyes to see the things that you would have us to see. These things will become real in our soul and in our lives and our marriages, our single lives, our work, our families, church, finances, time, everything about us. Life is so short. It is not long. It's brief. We don't want to waste a day. Not an hour. We praise you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. Martha is in a very difficult situation. Martha is in the area of crisis of faith. Now, we saw last week there are three crises that everyone goes through. Three crises. Number one, there's a crisis of grace, and we looked at it last week. Then secondly, there is the crisis of faith, and that's the one we're going to take a little journey on. And then third, there is the crisis of love. We have a series some time ago dealing with this, with these three crises. We have it on tape and on the internet. I want to start, since we're talking about the crisis of faith, the crisis of faith. Sometimes I misunderstood that phrase because people think it means at a crisis time, will you trust him? People, that's not what I'm talking about. Let me make that very clear. That's not the crisis of faith. In other words, death. Am I really going to trust him?